Head coach Bob McKillop sits down with his courtside. It's time for this afternoon's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, at 1992 Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton at 704-696-2424. And coach, obviously big disappointment. We talked earlier that you're coming into an environment of a team that had essentially been called out by their coach this week, and they were hungry for a performance here on their home court.
Yeah, you know, I think our effort was pretty darn good. I just don't think our execution was up to par. And, you know, when you're facing a team that's as hungry as they were, and as I've said since day one in this league, you cannot count anybody out in this league, no matter what their record is, no matter who is on their roster. You know, they made a couple of very big three-pointers there at the shot clock. Number five made one in the corner, and then number 20 made one at the right alley. Those are two shots that you give them a lifeline. They get in a position to make them, and they can make them.
Look, at player-wise, they're without Pipkins today, but a guy like Carl Pierre, who you know is there, can shoot the basketball. He had a tremendous afternoon, ended up 5 of 7 from the outside. And you mentioned those late in the shot clock opportunities. He hit a couple as well and finished with 23 points.
Well, you know, the first shot he took and he made was not challenged the way we practiced to challenge it for the past 2 days. And when you give a shooter a good look on his first shot and he makes it, he starts feeling good about it. Just like when a guy misses shots, he doesn't feel good about it, and it kind of steamrolls from there. And, you know, he made that first one, and it kind of snowballed from there, and he made three or four more.
Coach, what kind of adjustments were you making at halftime, and what were you anticipating in the second half?
Well, we decided that we had to go inside out again, and part of the reason we didn't go inside out in the first half was because we weren't getting open. And we weren't getting open because there was not the same kind of energy in our cuts that we normally have. And not having that energy, Luka came out from the post and had to relieve pressure. So Luka was finding himself out at the arc instead of being in the paint, so our inside-outside game is non-existent.
And that was one of the positives, Coach. You look as far as points in the paint. You made that concerted effort, 30-18 there. You were getting the better looks in the second half.
Yeah, we certainly did. And I thought, you know, that three we got for Luke was a great shot. Luke did a great job getting open on it. I think the drive in the alley by John was a pretty good shot. I think the follow-up by Luka was pretty good. So we got those opportunities down the stretch. We just didn't convert them.
Kellen, the last couple of games, has struggled from the field. He's done other things today, 5 rebounds and 5 assists. What do they do? Is this just a lockdown defensive situation on him, or what are they bringing at him?
I think he's feeling tremendous pressure. You know, he's had so many accolades thrown his way, and he's got the attention on a scouting report. He's circled every scouting report, and he's got fans aggressively attacking him from the stands verbally. And so it's a tough situation for him that he's facing, and I feel awful for him.
And, Coach, what will your key message be this week to the guys moving forward and getting ready for the next game up on Tuesday?
Well, you can't sleep in an A-10. You know, you're supposed to look at every game as if it's a championship game. And the objective of today was to get us better, to try to see how we could get better, not to focus on UMass, but let's get better. And I thought for the first time this year where we have positioned ourselves by how well we have played, we're now becoming a little bit of a hunted. And now that's pressure that we didn't have a month ago, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. So now we're dealing with an entirely different animal. So the idea of giving someone a lifeline, but also the idea that we're now the hunted, and this is a big win for anybody in our league, I think that's put tremendous pressure because our guys are reading everything about that.
Well, Coach, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jared. Thanks, Rich.